Saved it too.
Is that the best first period that you guys have had in recent memory?
We had a pretty good first against Chicago a couple games ago, so I don't know, not to be a smart ass with your question, but obviously you get up 4-0 on the road, you're very pleased. We obviously let our play slip very poorly in the third, started with taking some penalties, but obviously for a road start, you're not going to ask for much better, obviously.
You're getting a little closer to that line, aren't you now?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a position, we got a few games, or the other team, excuse me, have a few games in hand, so we got to win. You know, we don't have to win them all, but we got to win a lot. You know, we got 29 left now, and whatever the number is, we're going to have to beat those teams by, you know, a couple wins. So, you know, we got to win more games than not, certainly, and give ourselves a chance here. So, you know, we'll take them as we go.
Pretty happy with the way you shut it down defensively there in the last couple of minutes, even though you gave up some third period goals.
Not really. You know, it wasn't great. They really had us in their zone. Their D were active and really didn't let us out much of the last 10 minutes, you know, here or there. So they amped it up, which you would expect, and we didn't have our best response to it, but we got out of it, so we'll take it.
You've been back playing at the MTS Center since you played for the Jets, but it's still fun for you to come
great
back.
Great building, yeah. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, it's one of the, if it's not the liveliest building, it's certainly in the top 3, 4, 5, without question. And you don't really want to let it get going like it did in the last 10 minutes if you have a lead, but it's a great building. I mean, that everybody knows that.
All right, guys. Thanks, Ron.